Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
It's actually not just a black swan event of a super sunny bank holiday weekend. It's also the official start of the bathing season this weekend, so the lifeguards are out. So let's go to the beach now and our old friend Caroline Casey, Water Safety Officer with Cork County Council. And Caroline, you're in Kinsale, are you?
Good morning, Brendan. Greetings from the old head of Kinsale.
Lovely. And come here, has it been a busy week already in the beaches of Cork?
Yeah, it's been very busy off the coast of Cork on our fabulous beaches here in County Cork. Conditions are amazing this morning. It's flat calm, Brendan. Blue, sparkling water, and there's a light cross shore wind, and the skies are amazingly blue. And of course, the ice cream vendors are out and they're busy already, Brendan.
And the hordes are descending already, Caroline, are they?
They are. It's getting busy already. So we say come early to the beach to get your spot and swim where the lifeguards are watching the water.
Yeah, so the lifeguards are out from now. And look, Caroline, people might feel that they know all the water safety messages at this stage, but it is no harm to remind us all at the start of a weekend like this. Like, you really do need to keep your wits about you with the water and respect it, don't you?
You do, Brendan. That's absolutely correct. And you know, when the weather is good, we all kind of get lackadaisical and, you know, it's a feel-good factor. But just a couple of key points to remember. The lifeguards are out there on service from 10:30 until 7 o'clock on our County Cork beaches. Swim where there are lifeguards. You'll know they're on duty because you'll see the red over yellow flags flying on the beach.
So red over yellow means there are lifeguards. What are the other flags people should look out for?
So if there's a red flag up, Brendan, swimming is not advised. So there's some reason why the lifeguards would fly the red flag. And then the checkered flags, black and white flags, are for surfing areas. And of course, if you don't see any flags flying, then there's no lifeguard service on that particular beach.
Okay.
And you'll know on the County Cork beaches, you'll know that the lifeguards are on duty from looking at our Facebook page. So it's Cork Coco Beach Lifeguards. And we will show you what flags are flying at what beaches every day of the season.
OK. Listen, Caroline, the Coast Guard, the RNLI and Water Safety Ireland have issued a kind of a joint appeal this weekend. So they're obviously concerned ahead of the weekend. And of course, we have seen one awful tragedy already this week on the water. One thing they mention is that, now, I think regular swimmers are thinking the water is quite warm now, but that the water is still cold for some people, isn't it?
Yeah, Brendan, the water is still quite cold, especially if you're not swimming on a regular basis. So in this type of weather, our body temperatures are warmer. And if we go very quickly into the water, you could get cold water shock. So I suppose it's about acclimatizing yourself to the water, going into the water slowly. And maybe a good tip is to put some water in the cup of your hand and put it over the back of your neck about 10 times before you proceed into the water. So acclimatize yourself slowly to the water.
Yeah, and I presume as well, in the cold water, you don't want to be going too far out or anything because you can get cold and it'll slow you down, won't it?
100%, Brendan. So look, know what you're getting into. Know the area where you're going swimming. Know your ability and stay within your depth and swim within your depth. And above all, if you have children with you at the beach, please make sure and supervise them. And supervise means holding hands, be it on the sand or in the water.
Right. And don't take your eyes off them for 1 second, I presume.
Absolutely. You have to be able to see the children and be near them to catch them when you're supervising them.
OK. Listen, Caroline, there's also a full moon tonight. And there's a suggestion that this could make some areas on the coast a bit more precarious. Why is that?
So the full moon can affect the tides, as you know, right? And rip currents will be stronger on the coast when there is a full moon. The other thing is the tides. The low tide can be lower when the moon is full. And so there is a danger of people being trapped on beaches. So if there's an attraction, if there's more sand there to go walking, and it is lovely, but you need to know the tides at the beach you're walking on, and if there is a danger of being cut off on rocks or on sandbanks when the tide is coming into high tide. So just be aware of that this weekend.
So it can come up very fast, like before you know it, yeah?
It can, and you can get trapped, you know, and it's not a nice thing to happen. So please make sure you also have some communication tool with you, like a phone or a radio, if you are going out on the coast.
Okay. Paddleboarding and kayaking are probably more popular than ever. Now, what do people need to bear in mind if there's a lot of people now, I feel, who probably aren't expert in it, but who are having a go?
Yeah, so absolutely. Make sure you have a life jacket on you. Make sure you have a method of communication with you. And any type of equipment that you're using on the water, if you're using it, you know, for the first time or you're not very used to it, make sure you get some lessons or you know how to use it before you go out. Check the tides and make sure you tell somebody you're going out and what time you expect to be back.
And listen, if you do fall in or you're in trouble, explain to people about Float to Live.
Okay, so if you do fall into the water or even if you're caught in a current of some sort, it's always better not to swim against the current, okay? Don't swim against the current. Turn onto your back. Your arms and legs, you're moving them gently. You're lying on your back, giving yourself thinking time so that you can gather your thoughts and then you're calling for help.
Okay, yeah, because anxiety really is the dangerous thing if you get into that situation, isn't it? And you start flapping around and everything and wear yourself out. So
absolutely,
take a minute,
absolutely.
Calm down.
100%, Brendan. And it's very easy to say not to panic, but actually if you just kind of think, slow down, give yourself time and then see what your next move will be.
Okay. But look, notwithstanding all that, we have fantastic coastline, it's fantastic weather, and I presume you would be encouraging people to get out there and enjoy the water at the same time, Caroline.
Absolutely. The Cork County Council Beach Lifeguard Service are asking people to come along and enjoy the coast of County Cork and the Beach Lifeguard Service.
And the,
rest of the country.
Let's not be too Cork-centric now, yeah.
As I just mentioned, the rest of the country. The Beach Lifeguard
You barely
Service.
Threw it in there now, Caroline, in fairness. And there may be other counties as well. Like it was like the terms and conditions at the end. Listen, did you have trouble getting lifeguards this year? Because I noticed that Fingal and Dublin are saying they weren't able to fill all the positions.
Yeah, I understand there is a lower number applying this year. We're okay. We have a full complement of lifeguards, but there is, I suppose, in all walks of life at the minute, there's a shortage of staff from time to time. So, look, we'd encourage people to become beach lifeguards and get involved in water safety, and we'd be delighted to work with you in the future.
Yeah, and, yeah. They're fantastic young people who go out and do it, and they do get plenty training as well, don't they? So it benefits them as well.
Oh, there's an amazing opportunity becoming a lifeguard because you have all the key core skills and they're all transferable skills. And there's a great bunch of youngsters working on the beaches. And I suppose I'd like to just thank the public right around the country that go on the beaches. The Beach Lifeguard Service really appreciate the public working with us. And when we are giving advice, we're not there to spoil people's fun. We're there to try and help people to be safe on the water.
Yeah, yeah. And let's make a final note. Take home your own crap at the end of the day, yeah?
Absolutely. Whatever you bring with you, take home. And if you do bring an inflatable to the beach, don't take it out of the boot of the car because we won't want them on the water. They're too dangerous on open water. Please don't use inflatables.
Caroline Casey, Water Safety Officer with Cork County Council. Thank you very much, as always.
Thank you, Brendan.